It is Thursday, August 15th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Stocks plunge and the Dow Jones tanks 800 points as warnings of a new recession begin to stack up. Meanwhile, Bibi Netanyahu wants to block Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from entering Israel for a planned visit next week. And lastly, Congressman Steve King tells a crowd of conservative voters in Iowa that centuries of rape and incest has actually been really good for the planet.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The Dow Jones plunged 800 points on Wednesday, posting its worst percentage drop of the year and stoking fears of a coming recession. Economists and other commentators were quick to place at least some of the blame for worsening market volatility on Trump's trade war with China, the world's second largest economy behind the U.S. Yeah, it's not looking good, folks. And another troubling sign, for the first time since 2007, the yields on short-term U.S. bonds eclipsed those of long-term bonds. This is a phenomenon that has preceded every recession in the last 50 years. Benjamin Netanyahu plans to block Representative Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from entering Israel for a planned visit next week over their support for a boycott movement against the country. The move is based on a new Israeli law that denies entry visas to foreign nationals who publicly back or call for any kind of boycott against Israel or its West Bank settlements. The Israeli government informed House leaders Wednesday that it would formally announce the pair would be denied entry if they tried to visit. Democratic leadership has urged Netanyahu to reconsider before he makes a formal announcement today.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Republican Congressman Steve King took a break from saying crazy racist stuff in public to tell an audience of conservative voters that humanity might not exist were it not for rape and incest. King was actually defending his position of not allowing exceptions for rape and incest in the anti-abortion legislation he's repeatedly tried to pass in Congress. That's right. He's justifying the existence of rape and incest so he doesn't have to add an exception in his anti-abortion legislation. King's remarks were roundly condemned by Democrats, and they were actually just insane enough to be criticized by Republican leaders. GOP conference chairwoman Liz Cheney called the remarks appalling and bizarre and said King should resign. Good luck with that, Liz. Just a reminder, your dad's a war criminal. And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickie.
Quicker quickie.
The Washington Post reports that an autopsy found that Jeffrey Epstein suffered multiple breaks in his neck bones. Expert told the Washington Post this can happen in a hanging, but it's more common in victims of strangulation. BuzzFeed News is now reporting that the Trump administration is proposing a new rule to let businesses with federal contracts cite religious objections as a valid reason to discriminate against their workers on the basis of LGBTQ status, sex, race, ethnicity, national origin, or other characteristics. Lastly, for the first time ever, a Fox News poll shows that the American public is unfavorable to the NRA. The new poll also found that 67% of registered voters now support a ban on assault weapons, and a whopping 56% currently disapprove of Trump's job performance.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.